I'm sure many of you have heard of Dry January, a 31-day commitment to abstain from Baileys in your coffee, wine in the bathtub and beer during Sunday night football. It's typically touted as a way to detox following the overindulgence of the holiday season and is often projected as a way to improve one's health. The banning of booze for a month has made its way onto many of resolutions' lists in recent years, but way back in 1942, Sober January was born in Finland as part of the country's war effort against the Soviet Union. In 2014, British charity Alcohol Change UK trademarked the name Dry January and formally launched the public health campaign. In current times, many people partake in the challenge for various reasons, one of the most popular being associated fundraisers. Canadians can participate in an alternative version 1 month later called Dry February, where they can raise funds for the Canadian Cancer Society. I have to admit, I have only been of age just short of half a decade, and the thought of partaking in the challenge hasn't really crossed my mind. I'm always intrigued by the claims to better health and the like, but hey, after making it through 2021, we all deserve to have a drink if we so choose. Also, I think it's only right to pop some champagne on January 17th and toast to the icon Betty White on what would have been her 100th birthday. Perhaps I'll take up the torch in February and raise some money for a good cause.